As we've just heard in the news, Frank Gardner, the BBC's security correspondent, is still critically injured in hospital following the attack yesterday in the Saudi capital Riyadh, in which BBC cameraman Simon Cumbers died. The Prime Minister gave his reaction to the incident this morning, saying, "Our first thoughts are with the families of those involved, but I think it's important that we recognise that day in, day out, this is a struggle against these terrorists who will kill innocent people who are involved in our democracy. And we've seen since September the 11th and Bali and Madrid that they are a threat in literally every part of the world, and we have to be vigilant and get out and get after them and make sure we deal with this issue." Well, that was what the Prime Minister had to say. Richard Sambrook, BBC Director of News, now says the BBC will have to reconsider how it reports from Saudi Arabia.
It's obviously at the sort of centre of world events at the moment, not simply because it's such an important, strategically important country in the Middle East, but because of the situation with oil supply and so on as well. So we will go on reporting from Saudi Arabia. Clearly we need to understand the circumstances of what took place here, and we need to think carefully about who we send, how many people we send, and the way they operate.
Well, one man who knows only too well the dangers of reporting from unstable areas of the world is Stuart Hughes, a producer with BBC World Affairs, originally from Cardiff. Well, Stuart was injured in a landmine explosion in northern Iraq last year, losing his right leg below the knee. Stuart joins us now. Stuart, I know that you knew Simon Cumbers and you did see him before he left for Saudi just last week. This news really must have come as a dreadful blow.
Yeah, as you can imagine, those of us who work in foreign news are very shocked and upset about the news about Simon. It was totally unexpected and totally out of the blue, because Simon and Frank were doing what those of us who work in foreign news do every day of our lives, which is to travel to places like Saudi Arabia to report on what's happening there. And I think the thing that's most shocking is that they weren't in what we would traditionally regard as a war zone. They were in an unstable or difficult area, obviously, but certainly nobody expected something like this would happen. And I think it's just a sign of just how dangerous the world is becoming, many parts of the world are becoming for journalists, where we are becoming the targets. And our thoughts are very much with Louise, that's Simon's widow, and Amanda, Frank's wife, today as they come to terms with what happened yesterday.
Well, we did hear BBC Director of News Richard Sambrook saying there that there might have to be changes to the way that the corporation reports from Saudi. Do you think he's right?
Well, safety is absolutely paramount in everything that we do. It's something we take very seriously, and unfortunately tragic accidents do happen, as they happened to me and as we saw yesterday, they happened to Simon and to Frank. I think safety and security of our work in the field is something that we assess on a day-by-day basis, but certainly what's quite clear is that that certain elements are changing their tactics, and that as I say, that we as journalists are becoming targets, not because we represent a particular country, but just because we're Western. And I think it's too early to exactly say about how it's going to affect the way that we work, but certainly it's something we're going to have to think about more and more. That the days are gone from many years ago, where you could just jump on a military helicopter and turn up in a war zone and report on what's happening. The world is becoming much more dangerous and much more volatile.
Yeah, but as you made the point already, this was not a war zone, and this sort of incident is therefore that much more unexpected, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think that's what shocked us all, is that I saw Simon last week just before he headed off to Riyadh, and it was obviously he was more than aware of the dangers there, particularly after the hostage situation that took place in Saudi Arabia a couple of weeks ago. And Frank was all too aware, having a long experience of working in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, of what the dangers were. But they were consummate professionals. Safety was always paramount in their minds, and they were doing, as I say, what they do every day of their lives. They were out filming, and obviously somebody saw them, and to the people who killed Simon and injured Frank, they probably weren't thinking about them as journalists or as excellent journalists who are trying to portray the truth. They were just seen as targets or as symbols of the West, and were targeted for that.